Never Turning Back, we'll invite Pam Jorn to please come forward. Pam is going to help us reimagine the heart of God. And Pam, we'd like to bless you with Sophia. You turned back, Pam. Come forward.
Trying to make sure I'm plugged in.
We'll bless her, Noah. Come on.
Bless Sophia, beloved vision, share thou wisdom, dwelling deep within. Bless Sophia, beloved vision, share thou wisdom, dwelling deep within.
Now am I?
Yeah.
This is how it happened. I was having a bad day. I'd been having it for about 3 weeks. It started with a letter from my denominational office. I had written a very cordial letter protesting my denomination's handling of the backlash against reimagining. Well, okay, it was an angry, condescending, maybe even arrogant letter. But lots of people had been writing angry letters from the other side, and they got compassionate responses. They were printed in stuff the denomination sent out, language like, "Oh, my brother, my heart grieves for you and your pain." So I thought, well, hey, maybe they can deal with my feelings too. And of course, it was a trick. The letter I got back was curt and dismissive. "Dear Pam, you're wrong, sincerely." Well, you know how it is. Just when you think maybe your whole life has been a mistake and you've been investing in the wrong bank, petty things start to get to you. My computer went down. I dropped and shattered the only antique in my house. I went in for a physical and came out feeling like a hypocrite. After years of telling my children, "Don't do drugs," I have to fill so many prescriptions I'm considering buying shares in pharmaceuticals. My life seemed dangerously out of control. I remembered this fun house I went to as a child. There was a big wooden wheel spinning like a top, slanted down from the middle. The trick was to stay in the middle, but the faster the wheel spun, the harder it was to stay there until we were out of control, forced to fly in opposite directions, slammed into the unyielding sides, and we held our bruised bodies and laughed. Hung our heads over the edge and laughed. It hurts. We laugh. That old story. And then it occurred to me, this must be the heretic fringe. This is where I live. Forced to the edge, holding my aching body while my heart and blood, and especially my sex organs, slither into a pile on the floor. There is something in me that wants to break out. I want to know things I think I have a right to know. I want to know if it's all just one big cosmic joke. It hurts. We laugh. Because somebody said, "This is supposed to be fun." Or, "This is all there is." Or, "What's the matter, sister? Can't you take a joke?" So, I said it. That thing we always say when we are most distressed. "God." And a voice said, "What?" Just like that. "What?" like your mother did when you were upstairs and couldn't find your shoe and you were under the bed and yelled at her, and she annoyed because she's in the kitchen snapping beans you promised to help with, and she's told you not to yell at her, but to find her and ask her nicely, she yells back, "What?" The body with the voice was, I hate to tell you this, a big disappointment. Gray suit, wingtip shoes, white shirt and tie, a hat, and an attaché case. I say to that gray-suited, wing-tipped body, "You're not God. You can't be God, not my God." The body says, "I come to people any way they can see me. I thought you knew that. So conjure me up in any image you want. I've got time, only I thought you sounded urgent. I came straight from another appointment." Where were you dressed like that? And the body says, at a board meeting of the Presbyterian layman. Wait a minute! What is God doing at a board meeting of the layman? I decide not to think about this right now. I decide to get on with my agenda. I got a few questions, I say. By now, God takes off the hat and underneath is flowing red hair. I like this better. "Go ahead. Ask them," red hair says. "It's okay. I figure I better check this out for sure, hellfire and damnation to be considered." Red hair nods, so I fire away. How come my oriental poppy, the same poppy that bloomed for 3 years running, came up and died this year? How come you made my feet so narrow I can't wear any good-looking shoes? Why does my mother like my brother better than me? Why did you make us of different colors and then not give us the hearts to appreciate each other? Why do we have to get old and die? Why do some children never get to grow up? Why did Jesus die on that cross, and where were you when it happened? Why AIDS? Why is love so hard to find? Why can't people love me for who I'm trying to be instead of for what they need from me? Why Rwanda? Why Haiti? Why didn't you stop Hitler before 6 million Jews died? Why, if you could make purple, did you settle for slugs? Why tornadoes and earthquakes? Why disease? Why suffering at all? Why can't we know the reasons why? Why can't women be priests? Why can't I be first in line? Why, when I finally get to the front of the line, are they always out of things? And why do they get to hand out things in the first place? Why did it take 10 separate plagues to get Pharaoh to let the people go? And why did you harden Pharaoh's heart? I stop to breathe, and red hair says, "Are you finished?" "For now," I say. "Is it my turn?" red hair asks. And I say, "Yes! Oh, yes, God, take your turn! I'm ready! Fill me up with answers! Give them to me one by one!" And so God lays them on me, one by one. Why do you expect me to do everything for you? Why can't you learn to share? Why do you use things up and then throw them away? Why do you insist on calling yourselves my children when I've given you the capacity to grow up? Why can't you recognize love when you find it? Why do you use sex for power and control? Why do you find it impossible to love me for who I'm trying to be instead of for what you need from me? Why do you shout and curse and blame me instead of healing one another? Why can't a slug be a slug without you taking it personally? Why isn't purple enough? Why can't you break through your disguises and see my face so that I won't be so alone? And why, when one of you does, do others hate them for it? Why did Jesus die on that cross? And where were you when it happened? Why didn't you stop Hitler before 6 million Jews died? Why Rwanda? Why Haiti? Why do you use difference on the outside as an excuse for fomenting hatred on the inside? Why do you hate and kill? And for God's sake, why do you do it in my name? Why did you say that I hardened Pharaoh's heart? It's not fair, I say, to hold me accountable for all humankind. Ditto, Red Hair says. What kind of answer is that? It's honest. It's no answer at all, isn't it? Somebody's got to be in charge, I say. Who told you that? Red Hair asks. Then why should we worship you? You don't deserve it. You're missing the point. Well, what is the point? That is exactly what I would like to know. What is the point? But gray-suited, wing-tipped red hair has vanished. Later that evening, I go to visit a friend of mine in the hospital. She's just been diagnosed with her third separate form of cancer in 1 year. She's in good spirits. We talk about books, the thing we have in common. I tell her about a mystery I've just read, and she tells me she's found a series of historical novels about the high seas. We write down authors and titles as if we have all the time in the world. This woman is older than my mother. I met her by chance. Truth is, I don't know her all that well. I wonder myself why I care so much what happens to her. It's been one damn thing after another, she says to me. This is the strongest language I've ever heard from her. She points out scars across her chest, down one side, across her abdomen. I'm crisscrossed, she says. And then with wry humor, oh well, I don't suppose it's likely that I'll take another lover. It's almost time for her television show, so I stand to go. I take her hand in mine. It's firm and strong. Thank you, I say to her. Seeing you makes me feel better. On the way out, I think that is a peculiar thing to say to someone so sick. I stop in the doorway and look back at her. She's already picked up a pencil and is working a crossword puzzle. I want to pray for her, but I don't know what to say.